Welcome back to the Cub Content Studio. We are on the Pull Tab Sports Network, and we are the Gambling Guys. We are episode number 9, David. Lucky number 9.
I can't believe we've been doing this. Sal's been opening up the studio for us, and
it's crazy.
Pull Tab Sport Networks, and
just, you know what I can't believe? I can't believe that Cub's still with us, and some of our sponsors are still with us. To be quite honest with you. A couple of gambling degenerates. No, I promised I wouldn't say that anymore. But we are happy to be here today. We are excited to be here. We've got kind of a full-packed agenda of things to talk about. All things Vegas, I believe, is what we're talking about today, right?
I get so giddy when I get to get ready to go on a Vegas trip, and it's week and a half out, less than a week out, right?
Right, right. And in our pre-production meeting, you held this up already. In our pre-production meeting, we stopped at the local Holiday Station store and picked up a little scratch off for all of us. So Sal's got one over in the production booth.
I do.
And David's got one, and I have one. And David has already started scratching to see if he won an instant.
Well, I started to shake, so I needed to gamble for the day. So I figured if I didn't, now I think I'll be okay.
I'll tell you what. We should have stopped. Where we should have stopped was Cub, because Cub actually has a customer service desk, and they have a fine selection of scratch-offs there as well. Cub, by the way, in addition to being sponsor of the Gambling Guys, you probably have seen them. They've sponsored the Wild on 7th, the other podcast, one of the other podcasts here on the Pull Tab Sports Network, one of our more popular ones. Twins Homer Hankies, and you've seen PJ Fleck with the headsets on.
Yeah.
With the Cub sponsorship. Cub has a full selection of food and beverages. They do have Cub Wine and Spirits, David, and they sell THC drinks now.
Stopped by and got a few the other day.
Awesome.
They have a good selection of THC drinks, some 3, some 5, and some 10 milligrams.
And full food delivery as well. So if you need delivery or you want to get the packages or the food delivered to your car, you can do that as well. So we thank Cub. One, for the content studio, because otherwise David and I would be doing it in his bedroom. And secondly, we thank them for their sponsorship. So, Cub, we love you. Hope you keep on going with us, and we appreciate your sponsorship.
Nicely done. Yeah, so we're here. Everything about the Vegas trip coming up. And we want to – one thing we're going to get to in a little bit is I've got some questions for you guys. Because people love – the few viewers that we have love the 5 questions. So, Pete, Sal, you don't know this, but I got 6 questions. So
you
that way
questions
you
can, for us today.
Yeah, because everything about Vegas.
Oh,
okay, and specifically where we're staying at Bellagio. So just to frame up the episode for everybody, that we're going to be talking about our upcoming trip and the things we want to do, and Sal's going to help us with Pai Gow, because neither one of us know how to play.
I'm no expert, just...
But you've played the game before.
I have played the game. I know the gist of the rules, yes.
So you are ahead of both of us.
Way ahead.
Yeah, I've always walked by the Pai Gow table and said, I would really like to learn to play that at some point. So even if you can just give us a little tidbit of information or how you bet, that'd be great, because I want to play. David and I decided that when we are going to Vegas here next week before the Masters, we've talked about this, we are going to try multiple different games, and I think Pai Gow is definitely one of them. So I'm excited about that, most importantly, because usually when we go to Vegas, and I'm sure you're probably the same way, Sal, is you go to a casino, you kind of gravitate towards what you normally play. And we're no strangers to video poker, and that's what David and I play primarily. And then blackjack and sometimes a little bit of craps. We played the dark side last time we went to the casino, to Mystic Lake. But we're going to try some different stuff this time.
We are, and let me jump in, because this will be a good episode of that kind of miscellaneous stuff, right? We got some scratch-offs here in Pai Gow and some questions.
You do that while scratch-off.
I didn't win the $25, $50, or $100 quick cash, so why don't you guys do that while I talk, and you just listen attentively.
You keep talking.
Dieter is going to...
Are we scratching these now?
Yeah, you should scratch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were doing this as a group.
You guys just
group.
give me a little filler. I've already scratched, like I said.
He
I
scratched
shaking.
The top 3.
So I've been teasing this out with Prop Bet Pete about craps. Many people don't know how to play, or it's intimidating, and a lot of people don't know how to play the dark side of craps. So Dieter's going to be here next Tuesday, the night before we fly out, like 12 hours before. And he is going to be here, his full energy that can hit 6s and 8s all night long. And he's going to talk about the dark side of craps. So next week will be all about the craps, and then we're going to be coming back all about the craps.
So and then all we'll about be, the craps. I like we'll that.
Be, And then we'll be coming back and talking about Vegas. So thanks for listening.
So, Dieter, do we have a nickname for Dieter?
That is his nickname. We'll let him introduce himself.
Okay.
His real name is Dietrich.
Oh, okay.
He'll get his nationality and heritage. And
I'm assuming it's German.
It could be Austrian.
I mean, that's a good point. Or it could be, what was
the Ukrainian
Billy?
From Austria, I think. Is that who it was, Sal?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Billy Lechko, who is one of the fans of the program, and we are a fan of Billy's. Billy, I have a Billy story.
Oh, you do? Yeah, he sent you a text.
Wow, okay.
I have a Billy story. I'm sitting around, I think it was Friday night, Sal. You were in Florida and vacationing and enjoying yourself with your family, which we're happy that you had a good time. And I'm sitting around and my phone dings and I look at it and it's a text. And of course, Billy and I have texted a lot since the podcast. And Billy, every time he texts me, he's like, "Hey, it's Billy Lechko." And I'm like, I know who you are, Billy. I have you in my contact list, right? And so Billy texts me and he's like, "Hey, it's Billy Lechko. You need to send me some luck. I'm at a casino in Arizona and I'm at the blackjack table and I'm not doing well." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, well, I'm sending you some luck. What are you playing? Are you playing, what method are you playing?" Because we had just talked about this in the last podcast. I'm like, "Are you playing the 1-1-1-1-1-1-1 Pete method, or are you playing the 1-2-3-5? And he said, "Well, I'm trying to play, I think he said something like, I'm trying to play the 1-2-3-5 or a hybrid version of it." And I said, "Well, good luck to you, Billy." And so the next morning I woke up and I thought, you know, I should text Billy and see how he did. So that started a long string of apparently his wife, Mary, and they were down there, and she played in something, a member guest in Palm Springs.
Oh.
And won, by the way. She won. She sent me a picture of Mary. Congratulations, Mary. With a little bit of cash from her win on the golf course. And Billy said he came back and ended up, I think, even or a little better at the casino playing blackjack.
If you can get a little entertainment on that. Right. And be there for, we're going to be there for 3 days. You're going to be there for 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So I'm the degenerate that just went through that $20 lottery ticket in a heartbeat, but you're the guy that's got to stay in Vegas for almost a week.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Right. Sal, could you imagine?
No, I'd rather start my hair on fire.
Oh, gosh. I
so
am looking forward to it.
We are staying at the lovely Bellagio, an MGM property. And I have 6 questions related to the Bellagio.
Okay.
So, Pete, how about you go first on 1, 3, and 5?
All right.
Sal, you're going to go first on 2, 4, and 6. And they're numeric answers. So then whoever, you know, goes first, the other one will pick under and over that number. Okay. So, like, for example, what's my favorite number 1 through 10? You say 4. Sal can go under and over. There you go.
All right.
Do you guys want to wager anything for our audience?
Sure.
Sure.
What? Okay.
$10 is $20. $30, $50. What do you want to call it? Sal, you call it. It doesn't matter. We'll keep a track of it, and we'll pay up at the end of the year. So you can
play. Let's do 20.
20 apiece.
20 apiece. And who's going on the odds?
I believe you pointed to me and said I was going
1. Okay, there are
2
towers in the Bellagio that have hotel rooms.
There are.
There's a main and a spa.
Yes, I've been to both.
How many floors are in the main level of the Bellagio Tower?
And Sal's got to go over, under.
You're going to pick a number, and he gets to select under or over.
42.
Under.
36.
Oh, Sal.
That was quick, too.
That one's minus 20 for me.
Sal, in both of those towers, there are a certain amount of hotel rooms that Bellagio has in both towers. How many rooms does the Bellagio have?
564.
506. God, you're fast. This is where I talk a little bit while I do calculations in my head, by the way. 36 floors. I'm going to go over.
3,933.
Yeah.
I tried to play the confidence bluff.
You did. You did it really well. You went all in right away, Sal. That was good. That was
3,000 rooms in one tower?
3,933. You know, I think we did it earlier. MGM Grand was, I don't know if Fontainebleau, now that they open a Resorts World, they were the biggest.
Wow. Do you remember the Imperial Palace? Is that still around?
No.
I used to call it the Big IP.
The budget suites?
So the Imperial Palace was back there. I think the Link is now
Okay.
Where
Got
the
it.
Imperial Palace used to be. And it was on the strip, but it was off the strip. And they, I swear to God, one of the first times I went to Vegas, I went to check in at the Imperial Palace, and I may have had a few cocktails on the plane with a bunch of buddies. And we get up to the check-in desk, and they're like, yeah, your room number 10047 or something, right? And I like got my golf clubs. I've got a bag with me. I get on the elevator. First, the elevator was, you know, half a football field away. I get on the elevator. I get up to 10, floor 10. I start walking, and I swear to God, and we were on the budget plan then, so we weren't getting the suites that were next to the elevator. I swear to God, I walked another two football fields before I got to my room. And that was in the Big IP, I called it, the Imperial Palace. That one, I got some good stories on
so
that.
So you, you know, when that you text me about seeing the electronic craps that looks like a craps table with the video screen below and the...
Yeah.
Mystic, I think, right?
And then yeah, you and I Mystic? Saw it. Yeah, yeah.
Play the Dark Side?
Yeah.
They got a lot over there on that side, the Link, the Planet Hollywood. So we'll have to take a look.
They've got a lot of video craps?
The craps that look like real craps tables, but you can... You know.
Sal, have you ever seen that where they have an actual craps table? So it's got the horseshoe on either end, and it's the oblong table, and it's an actual video board, the felt is. And then there's 7 or 8 or 10 video monitors that you can place your bets on for individual players around the table, like you'd be standing there placing bets. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of cool looking.
So what,
well, being of a person of short stature... I would love that.
So the other thing that they have is they actually have those, but some of them throw real dice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't.
So they only have one dealer. So there's one dealer, and a person gets up when it rotates, and you throw the dice. So it's actually really good because you don't have to worry about hands and the money. It's just all electronic right on your screen, and you still get to throw the dice. That's over at right at the Link. And then there's a O'Garrity's or the Irish Bar.
Yeah.
What's that one? It's right there.
No kidding. So,
yeah. Well, we'll take a look at it.
So you literally have the same video setup we talked about. People are sitting there placing their bets on a touch screen.
Yep.
But people are actually standing up and chucking the dice.
The shooter comes to you. You stand up and he just gives you the dice, he or she, the dealer.
So do you actually have chips or is everything electronic in the screen?
Everything is electronic. The only thing is you roll those dice. And then he puts in the number, so like 4 and 2, he puts it in, and then it just pays you or takes your money right on the screen.
So I have a question about that with those video screens, because I didn't get far enough with you. We just played a few hands of the Dark Side, and we won, by the way. Nice work. Do other people get to see whether you're betting the Dark Side or not?
In a regular craps or video poker?
In the video craps.
If you know that when you play Dark Side on a number, for example, 4, mm-hmm. like let's say you do a place or a come bet on 4, it's on the lower half, the half that's the bottom part of the 4, the Dark Side is above it.
Yes, but do they show those bets on the screen on the table?
Yes, but I guarantee you people don't pay any attention.
They see the don't come line, but they're just looking at their own video screen.
But it does show you on the don't pass and the don't come and the odds back on the line. Yep.
Okay.
Because when you were rolling, I stood up and went to look because there were people on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And to validate it was the same thing. It is. We'll have to take some picks.
Interesting. So you can play the Dark Side, but people are not paying attention
because they're
just looking at their own screen.
There's very few times, and you know, I think, Sal, you've mentioned it about people and others. There's some people that get upset with you.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've had a guy that, you know, when somebody crapped out and they took all the money below those numbers and left my money and started paying me, and the guy next to me goes, "What's happening?" And I said, "I'm betting with the casino." He's like, "I didn't know you could." Right.
Yeah.
And you know, and I got a couple of bad looks. I've been rolling too when people are betting the don't come, and you're a little like, hey, wait a second. I'm good at this. Right. Which really we're not.
I remember one time my buddy Kyle and I were in Vegas and we had probably a couple $100 left and we were like, let's just go to a craps table and bet the Dark Side. So we go to the craps table and there's like 3 or 4 other folks there, and all at once they all just leave. And so it's he and I, and we look at each other like, can we still bet the Dark Side? And the dealer's like, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right? So we literally sat there and threw dice, and we're hoping for, you know, a come out roll and then a seven, a come out roll and
hit
then
a few
seven.
Numbers and then a seven, yeah, make yeah. some money. Yep.
And I think we ended up crapping up, the opposite of crapping out.
Just hitting a bunch of numbers.
We hit a bunch of numbers and we ended up losing our money. Yeah, but it so was crazy. A blast being able to roll and not have people look at
I'm
you.
I'm so like pumped. Like, you know. I'm so excited for it, and we're going to have plenty of time to take a look at that. So, okay, question number three.
Question number three.
I forgot we were doing this.
Oh, yeah, so did I.
So you guys are even. You guys are even. Okay, so Pete, you're going first. How many weddings per year take place in the Bellagio?
How many weddings per year in the Bellagio? Lots of days. 3 days. 1,342. A day?
Did Sal, you say? A year. Which, geez, that's a busy casino. That's okay, I'm Sal,
342.
I'm going to go more. Over.
It's 600.
Yes.
I thought that's two a day almost, you guys. You thought three or four or five, huh?
Well, it's a big place. It's got
well,
3,
I thought they
rooms.
Would have had more than one place at two or three.
They have like four
day.
Parlors.
I agree, Sal. I thought I would have took the over as well.
Why would you only do two a day?
Now, I did do a little quick bonus thing is how many, this isn't bet, but just in Vegas, how many happen every day? How many weddings every day in Vegas?
412.
400? Oh, every day.
Every day. So if Bellagio does two a day on average, how much do you think?
412 is a lot. Sal, what do you I'm gonna Sal, you go.
I mean, those two little chapels, they got to do 10 a day on their own.
Yeah. And then every
a
casino.
Day, every casino.
It's certainly not 412, I wouldn't think. But
125.
300. You guys are kind of right high and low on that one.
Yeah.
300 weddings a day in Vegas.
That's crazy.
How many divorces a day in Vegas?
Exactly.
How many annulments the next day?
I didn't do that research.
Don't you have like 24 hours to annul the thing in Vegas?
In Vegas.
Do you?
I don't know. I've been married there three times. I can't remember if I'm still.
You
married
got it done in 24 hours or not? A couple of them are still.
Boy,
dangling.
If Mrs. Proppet Pete heard that, she would not be happy.
It's one of those part dangling chads. Remember that in Florida when they pushed yeah. through like that and it hung on like just like this piece of paper. Okay, the fountains are a big thing at Bellagio fountains.
This
right?
is your call, Sal.
This is Sal to go first. How many jets does the Bellagio fountain have? You guys are like, where the hell did you come up with these questions?
Yeah.
They took down those trees in front of the Bellagio.
Oh, wait. Can we start over? I thought you were... I had the Venetian in mind the entire time.
We're going across
just
the
kidding.
Street.
I'm just kidding.
You're in the right town.
You still owe me $20. No, you don't. Oh, yeah, you do.
Bellagio, fountain pumps.
How many?
Actual jets, the ones that shoot up.
Yeah.
Yep.
1,200.
There. I'm going to take the under.
Sal, I got to ask you an honest question. I need you to look in the camera on this one because when at about 8 o'clock tonight, when we're looking at this post production,
okay,
did you or did you not Google it?
I did not Google it.
He hit it right on the nuts.
How could I have Googled
1,200 fountain jets? That's a double up. You got to give him an extra 20 on that one.
I hate to admit it, but that's a double.
Sal,
up.
Way to go. We're going to, right after this, we're talking Paigao. Okay, I got two more questions.
Sal.
1,200. Nice job.
Work, buddy.
Way off on the weddings, but you know your pool jets.
Well, you know, Sal only gets married once in his lifetime.
Okay. This is going to be a tough one because I just don't know square footage. But how many square feet of gambling space are there? What's the grammar? How big a spot can you gamble in square feet at Bellagio?
How many square feet are there for gambling at Bellagio?
That works.
For gaming. Gaming square footage. $104,000 square feet.
I'm going to go over.
156,000. That was a good guess, Pete. I wouldn't have had a clue. I think I would have been like 30,000. So, Sal, even better to go above 156,000 square feet of gaming space.
Did I
say it better that time?
I am down 40. Yeah, you did say.
Did
it
you
better.
Get? You gave him the extra 20 on the.
By the way, if we take a break,
did you win a
on
number?
My third number? I have a win.
Is it the win of the number or is it the double?
Just
sweet.
Just the
so
number.
It's a $20 scratch. Why don't we take a little break right there and do it?
Should we see,
Pete,
what
how
the
about
first
a grand?
Winning number is?
How about a grand?
$20.
$20. Money back, but you got plenty to go.
But I got lots of numbers to go.
Sal, before we go to the next one, have you done any of your scratch off?
I have.
And how are you doing?
If I combine two of them, we're up $600,000.
I know. If it's like when we play video poker and blackjack, we always say one away.
Yeah.
If we were only playing,
I was one
22.
Away on like three of them.
But you didn't win. Did you get through the whole card?
I got through the whole card. God. You guys were talking too much.
Losers.
Yeah, I know. That's what we do.
Turns out well, that's what we
you
do.
You certainly don't want to look at us.
Okay.
Much. Okay, last question.
Question number six.
And then I got some bonus.
Sal's
ones,
got the evens.
Okay.
Okay, so those water jets, those 1,200 water jets, there's a few of them that shoot water very high in the sky. How high in feet can those water jets shoot up?
This is mine?
That's yours. In feet.
152.
152 feet. You're saying that they can shoot water up. I'm going to go over on that.
460 feet.
Yes. Really?
125 yards or something. That's a pretty strong jet
so
of water.
Sal and I... yeah, that is actually a, that you got to have some pressure coming through those pipes in order to get there.
Doesn't happen when you're 55 anymore, does it?
Well, you need a little help.
So I was going to do another. I was going to.
You
do
got
another,
a bonus one?
Well, I do. Yeah, because are you guys close?
We can't end on the pressure pipes.
Well, okay, so, yeah, I got two number ones. In miles, from MSP to Bellagio's front door, how many miles is it?
Hang on, I got to text Billy because he's done it.
He's driven it?
Yeah.
Miles from MSP Terminal 1 to Bellagio front door.
Do you want me to guess on this, or do you want to wait for Billy's answer?
No, I'm not going to text him.
Oh, you're not serious. Mm. Okay. Surely you can't be serious. So surely I'm going to say 2,172 miles.
Road miles, air miles?
Oh, I did drivable, so
okay.
Road miles. Right. Yep.
What did you say, Pete?
2,176.
72,
I think.
1,283.
1,583.
Oh, so we were kind of in between. You were actually
kinda,
closer.
Yeah, there we go. What's the, so the other, do you guys know that there's another fountain that's in the Guinness Book of World Records from Bellagio and what that fountain may be?
The Fountain of Youth?
Not the Fountain of Youth.
The chocolate fountain.
Boom.
It's in that.
So go ahead and talk about this.
It's in the coffee shop.
It's right across the street, yeah? Or right across the little walkway.
Yeah, right from the front desk you walk through. That chocolate fountain's awesome. We go there and get croissants and coffee every morning.
Say it the right way.
Croissant.
There we go.
And you can dip in that fountain?
Pete can.
Well, you could take a dip in that fountain, but I think you'd get arrested.
Pete walks by and he takes out his pinky and he goes like this. Just a little swipe of the chocolate.
Okay, we're going backwards.
Wow, we got this is not an X-rated.
So the other question that I was going to try to figure out is, and this is related to one of our great new sponsors, Stoli Vodka, is I was going to try to figure out how much vodka is consumed on a daily basis. And actually, I started doing research, and a lot of the places don't respond to reporters or don't respond to that article. Like they
Really?
They don't want to talk about it.
I would imagine they don't want to know.
Yeah,
they don't. Like how much Stoli do you how much Stoli do you think is consumed in one day at the Bellagio in Las Vegas?
I did see something about like there were 50 to 60 cases every whatever. So, you know, there's got to be a lot in that town, right?
And people think it's free.
Oh, I would guess that it's enormous.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Why is it, by the way, that Minnesota or the tribal casinos here do not give you drinks?
They used to.
They used to.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then, but then again, Mystic used to be a dry casino.
Exactly.
It did?
Yep.
Okay. I did not know that. Huh.
Wow. I'm surprised by that.
I've been there two Fridays in a row, the last two Fridays.
It's okay.
I played bingo last Friday.
How'd you do?
I'll let you, my comment will tell you how I did. My comment at the end of bingo to the other three people I was with, one being Mrs. Propet Pete and another couple, was I said, I will be dead before I play another game of bingo.
Did you have a paddle?
Shoot me.
Did you have the paddle?
The little dauber?
No, the dauber. The paddle that says bingo.
No.
Did you see people that had that?
I did not see
that. They have ones made. Like they're professionals. Like they have a paddle that they raise up. So they don't have to say, bingo.
Okay, that's a whole new level.
And did you, my wife just told me this, but did you know that she's been going to the bingo parlor?
Wait, what are we?
The one in Maplewood?
Yeah, actually it is. It's like that below whatever it is.
It's called the Foxhole or something.
Something.
Do you know who owns that bingo hall? That's a charity thing. That's, I think it's the Hail Mary Fathers Club.
Oh,
no,
is it?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, she's done.
She's done.
She's supporting Hail Mary. You can tell Mrs. Sal that she is supporting the Hail Mary Pioneer.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to. She will not be happy with herself.
Yeah, well,
I'm just kidding.
She's not happy with the Catholics. Well, you're probably Catholic, aren't you, Sal?
Well, of course.
Oh, that's what I thought.
You're probably
Father,
Catholic,
Son, Holy
aren't
Ghost.
You?
Well, you never know in these days.
Why don't you say that to a random person when we're in Vegas, too, walking down the strip?
Yeah. Are you Catholic?
You're probably Catholic, aren't
probably
you?
Probably Catholic.
You pray, don't you? Pray for me.
So, quick story. As you guys mentioned, I was in Florida. I was in Florida this last week.
You look nice and tan.
Yeah,
by the way.
You are tan as
Thank
tan
you.
Can be.
Thank you. But we were done at the beach, and we were walking across one of those bridges that goes over the dunes, right?
Okay. Yeah, when you're headed towards the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
And I did this twice.
Oh, no.
I'm walking across, and I'm with one of my friends who's, we're both not in the best shape of, we're not specimens. And we're walking across, and walking towards us is this guy that's just big and buff and tattooed, the guy that wears the affliction shirts, he's just ripped.
And your buddy said, I saw him first.
No, I was walking across and I go, excuse me, where's the gym?
Yeah.
He goes, and he actually, in all seriousness, he goes, right over there.
I thought you were going to say,
right over there.
You're kidding me. You actually asked that question. Did you suck in the gut and kind of put out the chest a bit when you did it, Sal?
I actually stuck out my gut.
Excuse me, where's the gym? And you said you did it twice?
Well, no, the other time was I was on a golf cart ride with my son, and we were on a golf cart, and this runner, and they were just all out running, right?
On the golf course?
On a golf cart.
We yeah, were you were, guys were just you were driving around the place that you're
yeah,
staying in.
Yeah, we were just driving
cart.
Around on a golf cart.
Yeah, yeah.
And this runner is all decked out in running gear, and you could tell they're on vacation, and that's what they choose to do. That and that's fine. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I got their attention, and I go, "Excuse me, do you know where the Krispy Kreme is?" My son thought it was hilarious. He's like, "Oh my god, I can't believe he just asked that."
Did they know?
No, they just put their headphones back in and just kept running. Like, okay, I guess he doesn't know.
I thought you were going to say you pulled out a cigarette and said, "Do either of you two have a light?"
Both are great. That is fantastic.
They go on vacation to run. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Do you ever see a person running smiling?
No. Were they smiling?
At the end.
It's got to be miserable. Why aren't you smiling if it's so much fun?
It is miserable. I did it for a few years. It's not fun. There's a reason why I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Ugh. I did it for a long time.
I listened to that. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I listened to that podcast about Big T. And when, Sal, the look on your face when he said he's a cyclist, and you look right at the camera and you get the micros and you go, can you imagine this guy on a bike?
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to the previous episode, Big T's down in Florida golfing with his buddies.
He is.
And they watched it last night. And so I'm sure that they had a blast watching it. We had a fun time with him here, and you did. Sal was awesome.
I don't think Stoli would be very happy with us since we spent about 2 seconds on Stoli. So, do you have anything better to say about Stoli?
Well, I think we do, right? Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's a unparalleled purity and unmistakable taste, right? It's got a ton of different flavors. We talked about it. What was the flavor we were thinking? But it didn't have that, right?
Cassis? No.
But take a look at that. We just love that they're a sponsor. I think there's a bottle behind us. They come from Riga, Latvia. It's a top of the line. It takes about 38 hours to produce one batch. So take a look at it on the rocks. Mix it with your favorite drink, and we'll be looking out for it in Vegas.
How many cases do you think of Stoli Vodka they drink in Vegas in 38 hours? Any 38 hours. Just pick one. It's got to be 1,000.
Yeah.
They have to have Stoli first, right?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I was surprised. We went to Florida and we went to the bar and I'm like, hey, do you have Stoli? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, Stoli's pretty well distributed.
I didn't realize that, though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You didn't, huh?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well distributed.
So, one thing you said, Pete, when we're in Vegas this time, we're going to do the normal blackjack, craps, video poker. We'll hit it hard. We'll take a break, et cetera. We're gonna play some new games this time. Like I told you on the way, I even want to sit with $100 on roulette and just see what, you know, just...
I agree.
You know, just slow it down a little bit. Okay, so, Sal, you talked about PyGow, and I got to be honest, I YouTubed it. Uh-huh. And I remember walking by. So you tell us a little bit about it, because you get 7 cards. There's 2 spots you bet on. Like, just give us a little bit, and we'll jump in. We need to know what the hell we're doing.
So I'm going to try to remember this starting from the beginning. So... there's a digital number that pops up at most casinos where you can roll a dice, and that tells you your spot on the where you're getting your hand, right? So they deal out 7 cards.
Okay.
7 hands of 7 cards.
Including the dealer.
Including the dealer.
Okay.
So if the number 5 pops up, they start at the 5th spot, and that gets the number 1 draw. So that is your first, the banker.
That's the banker. So
that's the banker.
The first number, random number that comes up, whether it's a dice or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
the first random number that comes up, that's the house's cards, the house hand.
No, that's just, you're just considered the banker. You're just getting cards first. The dealer still plays. You're still playing against the dealer.
Is it like the button in poker where it just, the deal starts differently?
Right, right.
I should be on a gambling podcast.
Holy shit, is this confusing? All right, keep going.
It's not confusing. Just pay attention.
So say you're in the 5 spot and Pete's in the 5 spot. Now, if there's only 3 of us playing, they still deal out every single spot.
Are they doing one deck of cards?
152 card deck of cards.
Oh, I like that.
With one joker.
Oh.
With the joker.
With the joker.
And it's wild?
The joker's only wild on specific things, and I was trying to remember, and I was trying to look it up, but I can't find it.
I told you this is getting complicated.
It is. It's a little complicated.
But it seems like fun.
You should say, pay attention, David.
So
you got a little better
taste. PyGow's like a drinking game.
Okay.
And you can sit there all day and drink and not win or lose much.
Do you place your bet prior to all this happening?
Yes, you place your bet.
And are there 2 spots?
Yes. One's... NV spot.
NV as in Nancy Victor?
No, as in like, I envy those white pants you have.
Boy, I've heard that a lot.
God, did that sound sincere.
I can get you some if you'd like.
I envy them also.
So what's an NV spot? The NV spot, you can win on everybody else's hand.
Like
if Pete gets a full house... if I'm betting on the envy, I could win on his full house, but not as much as Pete, obviously.
So is it like a $5 bet?
Well, it depends on the table max or the table
limit. But does it follow that same principle? If it's a $10 minimum, it's $10 for the envy bet?
Yep.
It's not like a sucker bet, the side bet on blackjack for $1 or $2
or
something?
So you're betting, if you throw money down on the envy spot, mm-hmm. you're betting on everyone else's hand against the dealer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the envy spot only pays out, like, the odds, whatever the odd table, what the casino or the table odds are. they're different at every casino.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So that might, just like video poker, a full house may pay seven, may pay eight.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
But do you bet the Envy?
I do.
All the time.
Sure.
Okay, so you're going to put, let's just mythically say you're going to put $5 on the Envy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a spot above it or below it or side that you
side.
Put? Side. Side, and you that's called your, the desire then? Or
that's where you place your bet for your hand.
What's that one called?
Your bet?
Your bet?
Well, Envy, I was wondering. Okay, yeah. So you put another $5 there.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have.
Yeah, yeah. You
do you normally you match your bet?
What you want to bet, and you can put $5 on the Envy. Or sometimes they have a dollar Envy,
okay,
which is awesome.
Got it.
So then you place your bet.
Yeah.
You get dealt your cards. And out of your hand, you want to make your best high hand and your best low hand.
Okay.
Right?
And they're like five cards in one and two in the other.
Right. Well, I shouldn't say low hand. I should... Your best high hand and your best second high hand.
With two cards.
With your high hand would be your two cards.
Yep.
And your low hand would be your other five cards. That's called your second hand.
So you want to get like five hearts?
Yeah.
If you and get, an ace and a king offsuited.
Right. So your high hand, well.
Be ace king.
Your high hand, if nothing is suited, if nothing is paired.
Paired.
Right?
Yep.
So you put your ace king on top and you put your flush on the bottom.
Got it.
Okay. And then the dealer plays their hand and they play, you know, they pick their high and low hands or first and second hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then your high hand beats their high hand, but you push their low hand, then it's a push. Or you, if you beat their low hand and they beat your high hand, then it's a push, but you lose your Envy.
So you got to win both.
You got to win both to win.
So in order to win the Envy,
somebody's got to have four of a kind, full house, flush, straight, three of a kind. It doesn't go all the way down.
Oh, okay. So Envy. Yeah. So when you—that's how you can bet with everyone. Is
right.
If you bet Envy, you're betting with everyone around you at the table, but they have to meet a certain criteria in order for you to win that. And right. Do you have to win your bet in order to be in the game for the Envy bet, or does
no?
You do not.
It's okay. A separate bet.
Okay, so it's not dependent upon your hand.
Right.
And you said, do you have to win both of your hands, both two and five card hands, in order to win your bet?
Yes.
Okay, so if you split in any way, it's a push.
It's a push.
And if
you lose both, you lose.
Yeah.
Does the casino do any sort of rake? Because I don't know how they make money on this game. Do they just take every so often, certain dollars from?
Some casinos, it's called, I think it's called a brokerage.
Okay.
Where they take a certain amount each time.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So if you place a $5 bet, they'll give you four back and take the one.
So like you said, you can sit there, you might get four of a kind or full house mm-hmm. every hour, right?
Yeah.
And then you're going to push a lot. And you're going to lose your rake or your brokerage or your dollar every time or 50 cents. Got it.
Right. And it pays
but
on
not
a
all
scale?
Casinos do that. So, I mean, okay. You're right. I don't know how they make money on it. Maybe just based off of
odds, I suppose. Does it pay on a scale too, Sal? So, if you've got four of a kind, you get dealt four of a kind, and that's, you know, one of your five card hands, and you win both your hands.
Yes.
It's going to pay you more
on
a scale because of the quality of that hand.
Right.
Have you ever received or made or saw a royal flush?
That's a good question.
Because that's got to pay a lot, right, Sal?
But I have, but not on the five cards. And if I remember this right, I'd have to ask Billy for sure. But I think you can play, if you have two fives on top and three threes down below,
full house?
Full house.
Oh, you can count them.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are some nuances to the game that you have to kind of figure out as you play it. But
you should do this at like 7 in the morning when there's nobody there.
Yeah, we're not going
to. But the nice thing about Paigao is that you can show your hand to the dealer and they'll tell you how the house would play.
Got it.
So right. Even if you're not sure, or when you flip up and it's wrong, they'll give you a freebie and they'll call it a false hand. And some will let you keep your money, but sometimes they'll take it, but they only give it to you once. So if you're unsure, just ask.
Okay.
So all these cards are dealt down, and you're able to actually grab the cans.
Yeah, you can touch. You have hand cards.
That's pretty cool. I like that in Vegas. That's kind of neat because you don't see that very often.
Have you ever played at like down at Fremont Street with a one or two deck, and you can grab your cards,
a blackjack?
Shove them on, blackjack.
No,
you can put. Yeah, it's kind of fun to do. Like you said, it's just you touch and feel it. It makes more personal, or it's like.
Yeah.
So Paigao that. Sounds like a lot of fun getting seven cards and going, I don't know, like, Pete, what do you think? We got
to
try it.
Speaking of Fremont, we need to go down there this time because we don't get down there very often, and that's a fun little place to be. Sal, have you spent any time on Fremont down there?
Oh, yeah, I got a horrible story about Fremont.
Which casino?
I'm not going to share. Okay.
You want to share it when we get back and we can share horrible stories?
This is another Billy story. Why does he keep coming up?
I don't have no idea.
He's just a bad influence.
You know what? What we need to do is we need to have a horror version around Halloween of the podcast and tell horror stories. Ooh. Like Sal's
having 500 bet and having a solid 12. And seven card 21 loss, like something like that.
Yeah, or having a five-way bet on Sleeper and having a gal make a layup in the last 6 seconds when you should have won 500.
Sal.
No.
They were down by 9 last night, and I had her as under. Juju Watkins, I believe is her name. Watson. I had her as under.
Yeah.
And they gave LSU her a bunny for 1 point over.
Yeah.
I had a 10 times five-way.
She was the last leg of a five-way for David. He put $50 on a $500 pay. And the way he described it to me, they let her have a bunny layup when her team was down by seven with 6 seconds left.
Mm.
And she made the bunny and went over, and you dropped the 50.
I think I sent you on
that's
Saturday.
That's NIL money, she knew.
Exactly, right? My $50 down the drain.
See you in the parking lot.
No. Okay, well, Paigao, I think that's good enough to get going.
I do.
What do you usually buy in for, Sal? If it's like a $5 table, is it like blackjack 100 or 200?
You can play 100. And,
okay.
You know, it's kind of one of those starter games that you can really just sit there, kind of get into the gambling and kind of get your thing going and, you know, and then kind of like, because you, like I said, you could sit there forever. And,
I like that.
And push.
I like the starter thing. Sometimes you got to slow time down.
And how
Vegas,
this conversation
right?
came up is we were talking about comps one day, and I had told Pete that you can play forever,
right?
But you don't get any comps on. I mean, you do, but
you
don't get very many because you sit and play forever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Thanks, Sal.
So
that's great.
Sal, if you've got dents, dings, hail damage in your car, do you know what you do? You go to Dent Heads. That's what you do. Dent Heads, great spot in Bloomington by the Mall of America. They'll be happy to even drop you off if it's going to take longer than a half hour at the Mall of America, and you can do some shopping. Our boy Sean Moss started it in 2007, and they do a fantastic job of taking care of dents without having to do repainting. No fuss on the paint mess or anything else. They'll just take care of you. And so if you do have some dents in your car, you've got a door ding from sitting at Cub doing some shopping, whatever you're doing, feel free to go to dentheads.com and schedule an appointment with these guys. They're great folks, and Sean will take care of you. Tell him that the gambling guy sent you, and he'll give you a heads up and might even give you $1 or $2 off to go to the casino with, I'm thinking. So,
I like it.
Yeah.
Hail season is just around the corner.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what are you looking forward to the most when we get off that plane at about 8:30 Vegas time?
Yeah, so we're taking the early morning flight. We're going to get in about 8:30 in the morning. We're going to go head over to Bellagio and get checked in or drop our bags, right? You know, there's two other guys traveling with us who normally play the same as we do as far as different games. I'm looking forward to it from a different eye now that we've got the podcast and really kind of looking at different games and really taking in the casino. Because usually when you and I go there, we are laser focused.
Or you do what I just did.
Get into those machines.
Your enjoyment lasts about 4.2 seconds.
Exactly. Let's not go there either.
But we did get some video equipment. A microphone for our phone and a gimbal holding
and
device. So we're going to bring those. The stable, right?
Yeah,
nice.
So we're going to take some video. We've got a we've got a microphone that worked pretty nice on our trip up to the Hinckley Casino.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to just seeing some different games and spending some time kind of taking in the casino feel, because they're definitely different than they are here. And anyone who's been to Vegas knows this. It's just a different world there. And like you guys said, I don't know how I'm going to do, because Mrs. Propbet's coming in for the weekend, and you and I are going to be there for 2 days, and then I'm going to be hanging with her. So
Sal, we have three rooms for four of us. Well, and then when?
Well, you could bring your lovely producer along. It'd be cheaper than that gimbal or or the microphone.
Do you know that
I want to hear the terrible story.
I'll tell you after.
Okay, right, good. Okay. This is not repeatable on air.
I think we ought to do the go grab a Trenta Starbucks in the morning and walk. It looks like it's going to be beautiful, right? Just go up and spend a lot of time at the different casinos. But I would love to go down to Fremont Street a little bit.
Yeah, if you're going to feed me a Trenta at 9 in the morning, you know what happens.
Sal, did you hear about this story?
No. What?
This was probably 4 years ago, wasn't it? One of the first times
it
you
was our
there?
First trip, you and I together.
And
to
we
Vegas.
Were going to go golf probably at 10, 11 o'clock tea time at Rio, I think. Or was that Cascada?
Well, I think that was Cascada.
Cascada. I went and got a Trenta cold brew with a couple of espresso shots in there. And first, Pete looked at the Trenta, and he's like, what the hell is that? I go, it's a Trenta, the biggest size. He goes, I only thought they had Vente. And right. I'm like, or whatever that.
Vente.
Vente. Yeah. You know? So I introduced him to that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the caffeine might have been a little on the overdose side. So Pete was hitting the old laterals. He was hitting the hosel rockets on the range at Cascada. Over the creek onto number one. You even went to the chipping, like to just chip.
Chip
and you couldn't even chip.
I couldn't even chip. You're right.
So it wasn't, it was, I think, on the sixth hole, and I'm like, you need fireball, and you need a lot of it.
Yes.
Al Hozels.
Yes, exactly. And then he, after about a hole after that, that fireball straightened you up, and you were good. And you
started playing golf.
You drink the Trentas now.
I drink the Trentas now.
Trentas.
I try not to.
What is it exactly? Just for those of us that know, no?
It's 30 ounces.
So Starbucks has a Trenta, which is their largest format cup, and it's only in the cold brew side, and it's like 30 ounces of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I had never seen it before, and there's a Starbucks in the, what's the little shopping place right outside of the Aria? It's called
Crystal Shops.
Yeah. There's a Starbucks in there, and I went down there with David one morning, 6 a.m. We were up to gamble, surprise. And we went over there to grab it, and that was the day we were golfing. And he's like, oh, you've never had a Trenta? You should try one. That thing is fully leaded. Fully leaded.
You
that is
get
not
going.
Unleaded fuel.
You have to get going.
Yeah, and did we hit? That wasn't the day we hit the Royal in the
No, but we had Trenta's last. That was a year and a half ago or whatever we did, right? And we hit the two W2Gs in a row. We're going to be sharing a lot of stories. Like we said, next time we're going to talk all about craps. Before we wrap this one up and tell the last couple of stories, we have to talk about Chill Boys. We've been talking about them a lot. I got to be honest. I was feeling a little guilty. They didn't have my size here. You guys are supposed to make a joke about that.
Small size?
Well, I don't know if they have. Do they have little?
They have youth small.
Yeah, little boys.
Like 8 to 8-20.
Don't say little boys. I'll just
yeah,
say
exactly.
Youth small.
Okay. So I decided to order some, and I got to be honest. I used to wear those Under Armour that are very similar to the Bamboo Boxer Briefs.
Yeah.
These have a different feel to them.
Yeah.
They're softer.
Seriously.
They are really good. So take a look. I mean, we're all, I wasn't going to say we're all wearing them. We all wear them at times, but I was super impressed.
Some of us wash theirs more than others.
Seriously, I do, just to have them.
Yeah, I do enjoy the Chill Boys.
So take apparel. A look. Go to their website. They have other stuff. I love that hoodie. I'm bringing that hoodie to Vegas.
And there's
we also got to bring the pull tab one to Vegas.
There's a promotional code.
So go to chillboys.com and use pull tab 15. Again, chillboys.com, Chill Boys, and use pull tab 15 for 15% off your Chill Boys.
15% off your Chill Boys. Go out there and grab them. They are fantastic underwear.
One of the highlights is their boxer briefs and the other boxers that they have, but take a look at the rest of the stuff. Thanks for being a sponsor.
Yeah, exactly. So in wrap up today, we are thinking next time that we're bringing in Dieter to talk about craps in particular right before our trip to Vegas. We're excited to kind of go over craps strategies. So Sal, David, myself, we all have to kind of spend our week understanding the craps game as best we can. I mean, I think I know it, and I've played a lot of craps in my life, but there are definitely nuances to the game that you guys could probably teach me or I could teach you. So let's do that. And I'm sure Dieter will have a bag full of good stories. We'll have five questions with Dieter, which will be fun.
Yes.
Right?
Fantastic.
Yep. So you and I will make sure that we get the betting down on the five questions.
And we're trying to get better about our social media. So we're at a couple of spots. If you go to pulltabsports.com, you can go over to the podcast and you can link to us there. The Spotify, the YouTube links are there for all the episodes. We're the gambling guys at Pulltab Sports if you want to send us an email. And then take a look at our Instagram feed, because we're going to be doing a lot of videos, right, Pete?
That's right.
We're probably going to try to do what? I mean, 3, 4, 5 a day when we're in Vegas, I would think. We can do some shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, Sal, what do you think? Is that too much? Can we just ask our listeners to take a look in a couple weeks there?
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
And Sal mentioned something 2 times ago that I want to highlight. If you guys are following us and subscribe to us, we would love for you to tag us and post us in your big win, whether it's a picture or video. We'd love to talk about it and do a highlight. Again, though, remember, it's just a couple of guys, 3 guys here talking about gambling and all for entertainment purposes. Did you have a winner you wanted?
I did. I have a $20 winner. I did not win any more, it doesn't look like. But, you know, it's a little distracting when you're trying to do a podcast and look at your scratch-off. You're a little bit of a better multitasker than I am. But I'm pretty sure I only won $20. But I did get my $20.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
Sal, and you were like me, donut?
Yeah, donut.
Donut.
Yeah.
We're saving it.
So it's been a really fun time today. Appreciate the listenership. And as David said, like us, subscribe to us, send
follow us
an email, follow us. You will see, as David said, lots of – we have a few casino ones out there that are kind of crafty and funny right now on the Instagram site, and we'll continue to post those for your viewing pleasure.
I'm going to hope to get the – what did you ask, Sal? I'm gonna try to follow you on the strip, and you're going to go, you must be Catholic, huh? We'll see how that ends up with you. Then he's nose to the ground.
Just whatever you do, don't ask anyone in a nun outfit if they're Catholic, because they may not be.
I love it. Sal, we wouldn't be here without you. Thanks a ton.
Yeah.
And thanks to you all.
Thanks to you all for listening.